loads of work to be done. And like me myself, I'm a wheelchair user. So there's very few places where I could actually apply for a job where I'd have accessibility to get into the building, or that they'd have, even if I could get in, maybe an accessible bathroom to use. You know, there's different disabilities or illnesses that require different supports put in place. So it's, you know, not easy to get everything sorted, but hopefully they'll start to build on it now.
And then just to focus on this decision again, this news, it's something that's rumbled on for quite some time. It's gone back and forth. And I imagine it's been kind of weighing on a lot of people that have been quite vocal about this situation. So there must be quite a bit of relief now amongst yourselves.
Yeah, I'd say it's a big celebration for the disabled people of this country that, you know, they're not going to be categorised and have to go through different types of medical reviews where, you know, people that don't know them and they don't know how they live their lives, you know, what their daily routine is, you know. One day there could be a person with a type of condition that is able to do quite a bit for themselves. Next day, maybe due to pain, they're not able to get out of bed without being assisted. So, you know, this thing of grading people's disabilities and it's not going ahead is absolutely fantastic.